Lisa, I have saved you a piece of my American flag cake because
I
know you were working yesterday on the 4th of July.
Unlike you.
Unlike me. I had the day off. But I will say this. I said on the show the other day, I think it's my favorite holiday of the year. And as I was watching the fireworks on the Charles River yesterday, which were spectacular, I was thinking the reason I love it so much is it's the one holiday that we all do together, not just with your family, but the whole community, you know, rich and poor, all political stripes. Everybody gets together to watch those fireworks. So that's a lot of fun. Unfortunately, for some in this country, there were no fireworks displays yesterday in many places in the West because of a fear that they would ignite wildfires. There are dozens burning in many states, including California, where six major fires have burned more than 100,000 acres so far. That's according to the National Interagency Fire Center. And joining us now for more is Leslie McClurg, who's a science reporter at KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
And there are several large fires in California burning, but the biggest one is the so-called County Fire, which broke out on Saturday afternoon in rural Yolo County. That's west of Sacramento. What kind of damage has been done so far?
Yeah, this fire has done the brunt of the damage that you just mentioned. So about 86,000 acres so far. So it is huge. That's a large swath of land. Fortunately, that's mostly in a pretty rural part of the state. So this is kind of the iconic golden rolling hills of California, spotted with oak trees, some cattle ranches, horse ranches, etc. There's only about 1,000 structures that are threatened so far, and luckily no one has been hurt so far.
And are you starting to see air quality impacts, not just in Sacramento, but where you are in San Francisco?
You know, fortunately, we've had a little window. These last couple of days, we've had blue skies. But I will say last weekend, it was pretty gloomy. You know, it had that orange ring around the sun and really dark skies. There was ash on cars in San Francisco, which is about 70 miles south of the fire. So it was looking bad, and it could get bad again with the forecast ahead of us.
How contained is it at this point, and what are firefighters doing to stop it from spreading further?
It's about 30% contained, which is much lower than they hoped. You know, like you said, this fire started on Saturday, so they hope to have it more contained by now. It's been a pretty all-out effort. So you've got helicopters, you've got hand crews on the ground, bulldozers, fire engines. It's an all-out attack. The main strategy has been what's called a fire break, which is where they actually use torches to light a fire around the wildfire. Mm-hmm. And then those two fires burn towards each other, hopefully burn out all the fuel. So the wildfire, once it starts moving towards the other fire, it doesn't have anything to burn, and hopefully it goes out. The problem with this fire is there's some really steep, inaccessible areas of the fire, especially along the northern rim. So finishing the job is going to be really tough because it's tough to get crews in there.
Now, we're seeing very high temperatures across the U.S. right now. Has that played into these wildfires that we're seeing in California?
Absolutely. I mean, it was triple digits last weekend. That's when the fire started, and it took off at hurtling speeds, really, really fast. It was really low humidity. The ground is really dry. Fortunately, we've had some cooler weather this week, but unfortunately, we're going back into the triple digits, 90s tomorrow and into the hundreds around where the fire is this weekend.
And this is very early in the fire season. The big fires usually don't even start until August. What are people saying about that?
Yeah, every fire expert I talked to, that's what I heard over and over, was this is not good news. I know I will likely be covering fires all summer long. And yeah, I mean, they're saying that this is going to be the worst fire season that California will likely ever have. And we've said that every year for the last 5 years. So it's dry, it's hot already. That's not good news going forward.
And some of California already in a drought, although not nearly as severe as a couple of years ago. That's Leslie McClurg, who is science reporter at KQED in San Francisco with the latest on the wildfires that are going on there. Leslie, thank you.
Thank you.